This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. This morning, we checked in with Mayor Harry Kim on his approach to limiting the spread of the coronavirus in Hawaii County, a vast island to cover with limited resources. He gives daily briefings, morning briefings, to keep everyone informed. It is in Kona where a cluster of positive COVID cases was traced to a McDonald's restaurant. There are 40 cases reported island-wide with no deaths, but only 11 cases are being actively monitored.
12 people associated with that one issue, you know, came from the McDonald's case out of the 40. So, yeah, that's a lesson for all of us, which I've stated to people and the state as well. You know, don't misinterpret a quiet period as that that it's over. One person started this tremendous spread of the disease of our fellow workers and family. Unfortunately for it, on the positive side, McDonald's was very, very conscientious and locked down totally as soon as they got the word on it, which was last Thursday early evening, and the manager just automatically locked down the McDonald's. And when the Department of Health worker went to notify them on a Friday morning, he was very pleasantly surprised to see it was a lockdown.
Right, and I think Bruce Anderson, you know, has come out to say that he believes that the likelihood of customers being affected may be minimized because the restaurant did take proactive steps.
Yeah, but the words, quoting him, his word was, poses no risks at this time in his interpretation because of this McDonald's had already taken precautions because before that of no customer contact, you know, of employees to our customers and the cleanliness of the place, et cetera, et cetera. So that was well done, and we're appreciative of that.
Right. They shut down, I think, there are two facilities, right, for sanitation?
Right. Both of them in Kona, yes.
Bruce Anderson did last night talk about taking steps to find hotel rooms so that if, in the case of an extended family where people were in close quarters, that maybe those members could go and serve out their quarantine in areas where they could be isolated.
Yeah, this is a thing that the Department of Health and Civil Defense here, county government, has been working very closely in regards to having those things identified and ready to go. We have identified and awaiting contract approval by the state in regards to one in East Hawaii and one in West Hawaii.
Okay, so that's going to be a big help.
Hopefully we won't need them because at this time we don't. Like I said, we have only 11 active, and I hate to use the word only because that's a big number in itself. We have 11 active that are being readily handled by their own family quarters.
But those arrangements are being made, so if we do get to that point, they're there.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, Mayor, talk about how each island has approached this differently. You know, here on Oahu, where we've got, you know, the bulk of the population, you know, we tried the curfew this past weekend. You know, Kauai was the first to institute it. You know, Maui and Honolulu did it at the same time. So talk about your strategy.
Well, our strategy from back in February, which was posted on what we're going to do on this, and I think I'm not saying it's right for anybody else, but except, you know, what we proposed and pushed for this island, it was number one and two as far as priorities. And our responsibility, meaning as far as county government, because as you know, we don't have a Department of Health. Our responsibility was one, to make sure that we do everything in regards to the prevention element. And secondly, with them, very timely and credible information. So you may not know this, but in February 28th is when we first identified what our missions were, and we've been on 7 days a week as far as updates. And so one of the things of prevention, which I'm really proud of and, you know, happy we have done it, is that 7 days a week we began what we call a disinfection program of parks and public works, of spraying things of common places, of beaches and benches and, you know, even signal lights buttons, et cetera, et cetera. Downtown area, and that continues today. Matter of fact, coincidentally, this week took us this long because we had a lot of trouble to purchase foggers, and that turned out to be a secondary problem because the biggest problem was getting the solution for the foggers. And thankfully, finally, all of that has been accomplished. Training has been taking place today and yesterday and this week, the priority places of like urgent care places that handle patients, obviously, will be trained as far as fogging up the place in regards to disinfection. We will do that with other places along with our disinfecting of spraying all the public other places. And as far as public education and those things, those are continuous, and we will continue to do that. As we have task force that works with the private industry, other things that they are doing.
Yeah, Mayor, I was impressed when I saw your workers out there disinfecting those areas that were closest to where, like, the cruise ship passengers might have congregated.
I think the fogging idea was a good one, and I'm glad we're there now, especially when we prioritize urgent care places, because a lot of people, as you know, go there instead of to the emergency room or to the doctors. And I'm sure this when they were notified of this service that we are now ready to work with them, I was very, very, you know, happy to see their cooperation. But above all, they thought this was a very, very good move, because, you know, you cannot just wipe down certain places of a room. Do not ever take advantage of a quiet period. It's like I learned 1,000 years ago on fighting a fire, raging fire. You scale back when it's raging, because you won't have a chance. But as soon as it quiets down, whether it be the cool of the night or rain or wind stoppage or whatever, just when you attack it. And I made it clear to everybody, do not ever slow down when things slow down to this. This is when we ramp up, and everyone was told to ramp up what they're doing.
So you're pretty pleased then with the response that you've gotten from Hawaii County residents.
Let me read you my last sentence of this morning. Do keep yourself physically and emotionally healthy as best as you can. Look out for each other, be well, and please wear your mask. Thank you for listening. Have a safe day. And that's how it ended in regards to, you know, there's all of us, I don't mean just Hawaii County, but all of us got to realize this is still a very fragile situation. One of the things that from day one that we've stressed is that we have hundreds of seniors out there that are very vulnerable because of age and secondary health problems, as we all know, as they call it, the hidden, you know, health issues. We're trying to develop programs for them to keep them socially connected, because they need it much more than others, because they're alone for the most part and they cannot go out by themselves. And these are things that, you know, we've barely begun, and we will keep it up as far as emphasis on it. And I hope our whole community realizes, regardless of what stats show, our work is far from done, and we surely cannot relax at this point.
But you haven't seen the need to impose, like, mandatory curfews or mandatory orders?
Well, I've talked to, you know, I do understand of Kauai and Maui and Oahu did it over the weekend. Now, naturally, I'm not the expert on those things. So in this case, when it first came up, I called the police chief and his people and put it on the table. Can you tell me what you think of it? And we put always a theme, and the theme is, you know, the coronavirus, and to stop the spread of it as best as possible. Will this issue help or no help or whatever? And I think the decision for now at that time for this island, because of size and the population spread and manpower, et cetera, the establishment of a curfew would not be beneficial to this island, and that's where we are at this time.
You have taken some action with vacation rentals, though, right, and travelers, outside travelers.
Yeah, that's because of the problems. You know, first of all, if you look at the governor's proclamation, the governor's proclamation did not exempt them. It was an element of us looking into it in detail. But it came about because of complaints of people who were on vacation rentals, you know, not abiding by any of the restrictions, because they're here to enjoy the surf and the sea and party time, and that obviously is what you go on vacation for. And it was becoming a problem because we were imposing the rules and regulation on everybody else. And naturally, I don't have to elaborate on how the hotels and motels are suffering. And so it was, to me, an automatic thing because, again, I checked with the police and others, is this a problem? And they agreed it was, and it needs to be controlled. I thought it was kind of controlled in regards to because of the governor's proclamation on a quarantine from any traveler, but, you know, obviously it did not. So we emphasized to all, and we had a planning department contact these people to make sure that we don't leave anybody high and dry, and whoever's on contract right now, you know, can't fulfill that. And however, from thereafter, we are putting a stop to vacation rentals.
You think enforcement's going to be a problem?
I don't think so, because that's one of the things we will do on the county's part in regards to monitoring it.
Mayor, you know, I know probably there's going to be more hardship ahead. They're talking about possible furloughs of government workers.
We have to know that this is not a United States issue, or much less a state issue, and therefore it's a world economic issue impact. And the effect of what is happening elsewhere definitely will hit Hawaii. I think Hawaii has been identified as one of the hardest hit economically. The reason for that is that in the United States, you know, I think number one was Vegas for obvious reason. I think number three was Hawaii State. And the reason is obvious, that we had put so much of our economic basket on tourism. And as you know, tourism is zero. I mean, the airlines are coming in that you and I could, you know, lay out on the back seats and have the whole road to ourselves and go play tennis in our hallway. It is horrible as far as economically. We should know that. We should know a huge number of those people that are now zero income or associated with a tourist business, resort business. And hate to say it, until this is over and recovery is on its way, and I'm not going to go into that as when, because I'm not an expert on that for sure, but this is just the beginning. And going back to that food basket, that food drop-off program they had, and they do it elsewhere also, and we'll continue that. And this is the beginning, because this is only the first couple of paychecks that they missed, you know, and there's unfortunately a road down, it may be a long ways.
I know, because Mauna Kea has been such a big issue over there, and the thought about diversifying economy.
That was one of the issues in regards to, I do not, and everybody knows it, I'm not putting down the resort industry, because it's a big part and an important part of our economy. But in the presentation of the Mauna Kea issue, I've told people that I don't care for us to depend so much on tourism, and we should look to diversify. And I said, I cannot think of anything better than of science and of education, which I thought Mauna Kea was a gift to us in that light. As long as it's done, and I'll emphasize that, as I did then, you know, as long as it's done in a good way, of not desecration of precious thing of culture or, you know, of nature. And so I still stand by that. And unfortunately, right now, you know, that even that may be threatened because of the economic impact to people of the five countries that are in participation of this, the four plus United States. And I don't think any of us are knowledgeable enough to know what a total impact will be.
All right. Well, Mayor, we certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for spending the morning with us.
No, thank you very much. And thank you for the questions. I appreciate that.
That was Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim talking about the snapshot of the impact of the COVID health crisis on his island home.